Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Lay Down Daddy Games 25 Easy-to-Do Activities with the Kids When You Just Don't Feel Like Getting Up by Jim Manduca 3, is a short humor and parenting title built around a simple premise: fathers can still have fun with their children even when they want to stay lying down. Published as a 64-page illustrated paperback, the book belongs to the humorous family or parenting category, rather than a formal guide to child development. Its purpose is practical, as well as comic. It offers low-effort play ideas that turn rest time into a shared activity, using the floor or bed as the base for interaction. The book stands out because it treats tiredness, laziness, and real-world parenting fatigue as normal conditions instead of problems to hide. That makes its angle distinctive within fatherhood books, since it focuses less on discipline or advice and more on accessible bonding through playful, minimal movement games. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a parenting book built around low-effort father-child play. The central idea of the book is that meaningful interaction with children does not always require standing up, leaving the room, or preparing a structured activity. That premise gives the book its identity. It is a collection of 25 easy activities designed for moments when a dad is tired, busy, or simply unwilling to get off the floor. This is not a general parenting manual with broad developmental advice. Instead, it narrows its focus to a very specific everyday problem and solves it with humor and simplicity. The concept works because it acknowledges a common reality in family life. Parents often want connection, but do not have unlimited energy. By reducing the physical barrier to play, the book reframes fatherhood as something that can happen in small, manageable bursts. In that sense, the title is both practical and self-aware. It suggests that good parenting can include rest, and that a relaxed setting can still support attention, laughter, and presence. Secondly, humor as the main tool for making fatigue feel normal. The book relies heavily on comic framing to make its subject approachable. The exaggerated idea of a father remaining horizontal while entertaining children turns a familiar feeling, exhaustion, into the basis for amusement rather than guilt. That humor matters because it softens the tension around parental responsibility. Instead of presenting tiredness as failure, the book treats it as the starting point for inventiveness. This approach is especially effective in fatherhood humor, where the joke comes from the contrast between idealized active parenting and the lazy, real-life alternative. The writing style suggested by the published description is playful and lightly absurd, but the underlying function is clear: humor lowers resistance. A tired parent is more likely to try a game if the concept feels funny and unthreatening. The result is a book that uses comedy just not for entertainment, but as a delivery system for engagement. That makes the tone part of the book's method, not just its decoration. Thirdly, how the book turns ordinary space into a play environment. One of the book's most interesting ideas is its use of the floor or bed as the center of activity. That choice changes the meaning of space inside the home. Instead of treating play as something that must happen in a designated playroom or outdoors, the book suggests that the immediate surroundings are enough. This is important because it removes a common barrier to family activity setup. If an activity can be done while lying down, the home itself becomes the play space, and the parent does not need extra equipment or elaborate preparation. The book therefore teaches a useful principle of improvisational parenting. The environment can be adapted to the parent's energy level. This also makes the activities easier to repeat in daily life, since they depend on available bodies and attention more than on materials. The practical value lies in this flexibility. By reducing logistics, the book makes engagement more likely, especially in households where time and energy are limited. The floor becomes not a symbol of passivity, but a site of shared play. Fourthly, a niche fatherhood title that speaks to real household fatigue. The audience for the book is clearly fathers, but its appeal extends to caregivers who recognize the challenge of staying present while tired. That narrow focus is part of its strength. Many parenting books try to offer broad, universal guidance, but this one addresses a very specific emotional and physical state, the moment when a parent wants connection without effort. Because that state is so common, the book feels relatable even while its premise is unusual. It also reflects a particular style of modern fatherhood writing, one that combines self-deprecation with affection. The father is not portrayed as heroic or exceptionally organized. He is simply human, tired, and still capable of showing up in a playful way. This perspective can make the book easier to accept than advice-heavy parenting texts, because it does not ask readers to become ideal parents. It asks them to use whatever energy they have. That realism is part of the book's practical appeal and explains why it resonates as a casual, useful gift book or novelty parenting item. Lastly, illustrated, compact format that supports quick use rather than study. The book's physical and editorial format reinforces its purpose. At 64 pages and presented as an illustrated paperback, it is brief, accessible, and designed for quick consumption. That matters because the content is not meant to be studied like a handbook or reference guide. It is meant to be browsed, remembered, and used in the middle of daily life. The shorter format fits the low-effort theme a parent can glance through a few activities and immediately try one without needing to read a long explanatory section. The presence of illustration also helps support the comic, lighthearted tone and makes the activities feel more approachable. In the parenting humor category, this is a useful combination because it keeps the book from becoming too earnest or overly instructional. Its value lies in immediacy. It offers a small number of concrete ideas that can be put into practice without much planning. That makes the book closer to a playful activity manual than to a traditional advice book, and that distinction is central to its identity. In conclusion, Lay Down Daddy Games is best suited to fathers, parents, and caregivers who want a light, practical way to spend time with children without needing a large amount of energy, preparation, or movement. It is especially useful for readers who appreciate humor in parenting materials and prefer ideas that feel realistic rather than aspirational. The book offers a modest but clear benefit. It shows how play can happen in low-power situations, which can make daily family interaction easier to start and easier to repeat. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out because it does not build its value on expertise, discipline systems, or child psychology. Instead, it focuses on a narrow but relatable problem and answers it with comic, usable suggestions. That niche positioning is what gives it durability as a novelty title and makes it memorable within fatherhood humor. For readers looking for a serious developmental manual, it is not the right fit. For readers who want a brief, funny, and genuinely usable book about spending time with kids while staying horizontal, it offers a distinctive and surprisingly practical angle. If you would like to support Jim Manduka 3, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.